The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message.
But 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, we're continuing, really just kind of getting into this, really. How great is the love of God over our lives? This is going to be our foundation text, really, for the entire year, as far as I know. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. And I'm going to be primarily using the NIV, I believe, this year for this teaching. Be going back and forth a little bit, but a lot of our core stuff will be out of the NIV translation. And it says this: see what great love the Father has lavished on us. And statements like that, I just want us to let that just wash over us this year. Because it's so easy to get into, you know, God as an angry father or, you know, the judge. These kind of things. And it doesn't say, see what great judgment the Father has, see what great anger the Father has lavished on us, right? See what great wrath, or what great religion, or what a great denomination the Lord has lavished. No, it doesn't say any of that, right? See what great, even other things, what great prosperity, or what great holiness, or what great divine health, you know? No, it says this: see what great love, somebody say love. Yeah, the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And there's, you know, other scriptures in the Bible that talk about, like, God is love. So we could literally say, children of love. Amen? And that is what we are. Amen. We are children of love, children of God. He has lavished His love upon us. And that's reason to rejoice every day. Somebody say, every day. No matter what time of day it is. You wake up at 3 in the morning with some anxious thought or something. Just to remind yourself, you know what? My Father loves me. I'm not going to yield myself to that worry or that concern or that issue, because I am loved. And we're not talking about warm, fuzzy feelings and this kind of stuff, you know, worldly kind of love. I believe we're going to get to a place where we can feel the love of God, you know, a lot. But it's not based on what I feel today. Amen? It's not based on my emotions and what I'm feeling at the moment. It's eternal, forever truth here. My Father loves me. I am loved by God, and His love is not based on my performance, not based on how good of a kid I am today, whatever. He loves me. He loves me, He loves me, He loves me, He loves me. So we're not just talking about walking around in a cloud of some, you know, euphoric feeling all the time. We're talking about the force that created the world, right? The force that drove Jesus to the cross. Jesus didn't go to the cross out of duty. He went to the cross out of love, right? He didn't come to the world out of duty. And I asked the Lord about this before, and he corrected me in my thinking. And it was, I kind of had this picture of God the Father as he can only bear to even look at me through the blood of Jesus. Otherwise, man, just stay about, you know, for as far as the east is from the west, that'd be about right. But he corrected me on that. And he said, no, the reason I sent Jesus is because of my great love for you. Not for him, for you. Wow. That was a paradigm shift in my thinking. He loved me before Jesus ever did what he did. Before I ever did what I did. And whatever you did, amen. It's his great love. That's what this whole thing is all about. And I aspire in Jesus to get to a place that when people who don't know God come around me, that they feel the love of God. They don't feel that, you know, goody two-shoes thing or whatever, or see the blessing of God. That's wonderful. Hallelujah for that. But I want them to feel God's presence. And his presence is his love, his great love. Amen? That's who he is. So I love that word see. See what great love the Father has lavished upon us. And I feel like the question for the year that I want to ask myself at least once or twice or three or four or five, six, eight times a day, every day this year, is, Father, how great is your love today? Amen? How great is your love at this moment? Praise God. Praise God. So be asking yourself that. Going through something, whatever you're feeling emotionally or whatever, whatever's going on. Father God, your love is greater than this, isn't it? Just give me a picture of that. Just take a few seconds and think and ponder that. See what great love our Father has lavished on us. Amen. It's changing us. That is the force that's changing me into his likeness, is his love. Not my obedience, not my, you know, bankroll, right? Not because I'm pastoring a church or working or married and fought, whatever. It's because of his great love. That's what's changing me. That's what's changing you. He loves me. Somebody say, he loves me. Amen. He loves us. Praise God. Now, we're going to look at some key definitions over the next few weeks here. And the first one we want to look at is the word great. I really felt stirred in my spirit to meditate a lot on the greatness of God this year. The greatness of our God. And specifically, even more specific than that, the greatness of the love of God. The greatness of his love. And the word great, defined in, I just got this simply from dictionary.com, but there's some great words in here. And a lot of times the English language doesn't scratch the surface of what God is talking about, but it's pointing us the right direction, right? Unusually large in size or dimensions, right? So we're not talking about your common everyday Valentine's Day kind of love, right? Amen? We're talking about a love that's unusually large in size or dimensions. Large in number. Unusual. I like that word. This is an unusual kind of love we're talking about here. Unusual in degree. Unusual in power. Unusual in intensity. Amen. Don't you know he loves me far greater than I love him? And he's okay with that. Amen? That's not permission for me just to go off and live however I want. But it's good to understand that. His love is so much greater than my capacity to love him back. Amen? And yet, he just loves me. And his love just is, it's amazing, right? Unusual in degree, power, and intensity. What we do, what I choose to do, is I just choose to yield to his love. You know what? You are God. I am not. If you choose to love me with that kind of love, I'm just going to go ahead and agree with you. Amen. Just yield to it. Just receive it. Just say, Lord, thank you. I'll take that. It's like when we get to heaven someday. That day's coming. Well, I believe, hopefully, in the name of Jesus, we all just go at the same time in the rapture, right? But one day, we're all going to walk in the gates of heaven, and there's heaven. And for somebody to just say, you know what, I just really don't deserve this. This is so great, and I made some mistakes on planet Earth, and I did this or that, and that doesn't make any sense at all. Somebody paid the bill for me. And by the way, he knows me better than I know myself. Amen. And he has separated the issue as far from the east as from the west. And his love is just, I mean, you just got to yield to his love. Just got to yield to it. Just say, you know what? I believe the love. I'm not going to believe the situation or the issue. I'm going to believe the love that he has for me. And he shared with me that a long time ago, too, in terms of studying about faith. And I thought for a long time it was all about my faith. I got to strengthen my faith and build my faith. But the Word of God clearly says faith is rooted and grounded in love. So one of the great benefits this year of us meditating and studying and preaching and teaching and yielding to the love of God is your faith is going to grow. Why? Because now you have the perfect environment for faith to grow. And it wasn't about the faith. And the Lord asked me, he said, Steve, why are you studying so much about faith? And I said, well, because your word says, without faith, it's impossible to please you. And I want to please you. And he spoke to me as clear as day on the inside. And he said, well, he had to show me something. And he said, you've been studying faith to try to earn my acceptance of you. And he said, you don't do that. There's nothing you could ever do to earn my acceptance of you. You simply accept my acceptance of you. Wow, that was, and it's all about his love. Amen? Wherever your faith is at, wherever your life is at, he loves you. And he loves me. And that's the reason to come near him. Come closer to him. Somebody say, come closer to him. He loves you. His arms are open. Amen? That's why the church is open on Sunday. Come on in and be loved by God. Dad's house is open. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. When Dad's house is open and stuff's going on and the family's there, why would people stay away? Well, one reason is they don't think God likes them much. And certainly his family won't like me much. You ever been to one of those family get-togethers and people don't like each other much? And it's kind of like, what am I doing here? Or a wedding or whatever. And it's like, man, how soon can we leave? Well, the house of God is going to be a place, and it is a place, where the love of God just is overpowering. It's the force of the house, right? It's the reason we're here today. Amen. So that word great, this is an unusual kind of love. It's wonderful. It's first rate, right? It's exceptionally outstanding. It's important. It is first in importance in the church. The love of God. The love of God. First in importance. Highly significant. I like the synonyms to the word great, too. Immense. This is an immense kind of love. Enormous, right? Gigantic. Vast. Imposing. I remember what I've always liked airplanes. And that air park or whatever they call it, flight museum out in McMinnville. And we were driving through there on our way to Lincoln City or something. And they had, they have those 747s out there now. One's like it's like a water park. And there's another one out there now just like it. At least last time I drove through there was. But a few years back, we pulled off the road, and we literally drove our van right up to the 747. Got the kids out. One wheel is like you know, I don't know, that's tall as the ceiling probably, and you're taking pictures, but you have to, like, go way back so you can get the plane and the kids, and the kids look like this tiny compared to this 747. So in the picture, you might have the wheel and part of the body and the kids. It's just huge, immense, right? Enormous. Amen. I don't know how they landed the thing there at that little airport, but they did. In fact, I think there's a YouTube video of it. If you go there to the Evergreen, whatever they call that, air park in McMinnville, and you can watch video of a 747 on its final approach and landing, and now it's part of this museum. But amazing. So, the love of God is way bigger than me. Way bigger than who I am, way bigger than my issues, way bigger than my strengths and weaknesses, right? It's just there. He's just there. It's highly significant, enormous, gigantic, vast, imposing. And I want to camp out on this right here. We're going to go farther next week too, but this statement here, it says relatively large in size, extent. Relatively large in size, relatively large in extent, relatively large in number, relatively large in duration. And I got to thinking about that, and I was thinking, you know what, that's kind of true with the love of God. How close do you want to get to him? Right? It's like that evergreen right there, that tree. From here, if I was standing a little bit farther back, I could probably get it right here in my fingers. You ever done that where you see an airplane in the sky and you're a kid and you go, oh, that thing is just about that big. But you get up next to that thing and you can't even, I mean, it's huge. The love of God can be a relative thing in terms of how close am I to him. If I'm not willing to get close to him, he's going to seem like he's out there a ways. And he's not, you know. He's huge. He's awesome. But it really comes down to the depth of my revelation, comprehension of his love is relative. This is a little deep here, okay? But this is what I believe he wanted us to talk about today. It's relative to how close do I want to be to him. What has he not done to wipe out any obstacle between him and me? The cross did it all, right? When we look at that picture, Jesus on the cross, right there, everything that could ever come between him and me was nailed to the cross. However, I can still live at an arm's length or a planet's length from him if I choose to. And a lot of that's just wrong beliefs, but some of it's just downright people making choices, whatever. But it is a relative thing in that. I wanted to look at a couple of scriptures here. Ezekiel chapter 47. Let me read to you something about the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a priest and a prophet. He ministered during the darkest days of Judah's history. Are we living in some dark days now? Amen. Anybody agree that this is maybe the darkest days in America's history? Based on some of the stuff that's going on. Amen? The 70-year period of Babylonian captivity, carried to Babylon before the final assault on Jerusalem, Ezekiel uses prophecies, parables, signs, and symbols to dramatize God's message to his exiled people. Though they are like dry bones in the sun, God will reassemble them and breathe life into the nation once again. Amen. Somebody say amen. And I'm just reading you a description of Ezekiel here. This isn't right out of the Bible right here, okay? Can God breathe life on his people again? Amen. Don't you know that a lot of that's going to be the revelation of his love for them? Amen. Present judgment will be followed by future glory so that you shall know I am the Lord. And really, anywhere in the Bible it says the Lord or God, we can actually interchange the word love. So we can almost say, people will know he is the love they're looking for, right? The love will reassemble them and breathe life into them. That's a powerful thing. But as Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 through 9. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east. There was water running out on the right side. Isn't that a good picture of the church? The water, you know, that should be just the love of God that's gushing out from under. Where's all that love coming from? It's gushing out from under that guy, right? from under that place. Amen? Then, verse 3, when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. He brought me through the waters, and the water came up to my ankles. Verse 4, and again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. And again he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Verse 5, this what does it sound like? It sounds like rising water, doesn't it? But really what it is he's moving farther out into the water, isn't he? Amen? Again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. Now this is a good picture of the love of God. We can be in the love of God ankle deep. You see these people at the beach, right? That's me at the beach. I'll get my feet wet, and that's it. But then you see some other folks that go out a little farther, and they're out kind of to the waist, to the knees. And then you see some crazy guys out there, like in a wetsuit, and they're out there looking for sharks or something, right? They're way, way out there, right? Well, this is how it is with the love of God. We can settle for ankle deep with the love. It's a relative thing. How deep do you want to go? I don't know about you, but I want to go out there where it's over my head. In the love of God. Well, I'm only worthy of ankle deep, right? Well, I only believe, my denomination taught me that anything above the knees is inappropriate. That has a double meaning, doesn't it? The point is, that's why I picked this picture. Look at this guy, he's contemplating the ocean, right? That is a picture of the love of God. We just need to get out in it. And forget every reason why we're not worthy of it, or it just, I don't get it, I don't understand. Just get out there and get into God. Get closer to God than we've ever been before. Closer and closer and deeper and farther. And before we know it, we're going to be out in the current of his love. Maybe part of the reason why people don't want to get out farther is because they will lose control. Well, you know what? It's time to just give him control. Amen? Just let him take me wherever he wants to take me. Praise the Lord for that. Look at John. We're going to look at Peter here for a minute. John 13. Peter's a great example of so many things in God's word. He's one of the guys I think we're all going to want to meet and just say, you know what? Thank you, Peter. For everything you did, right and wrong, because it taught me so much, right? John 13, verses 1 through 9. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. That's just a great reminder there. You know what Jesus did for us? Is there any way I could ever return that to him? Love him that much? No, right? So we just yield to it. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. Amen. I receive it. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. Or we could say he had come from love and was returning to love. Amen. Capital L, right? So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel as he wrapped that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Or, you know, we could almost say, you ain't going to wash my feet. I am serving you. You are not serving me, right? Jesus said, you do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand. Amen. That's a good word for us. We will understand deeper and deeper things about the love of God. Amen. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Wow. Then, Lord, now Peter changes his tune, right? Then, Lord, said Peter, Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Pour that thing over my head. Just give me a shower right here. Amen. And that is a great picture of the love of God. We got to get that attitude in terms of the love of God. You know, Jesus, go ahead and just go ahead and pour it over my head. Just get me in the flow of your love. Just go ahead and I receive it all. I receive the fullness of your love.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.